Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we're closing in on that Creed show July.
I saw they added five more shows to the tour.
Did they?
They're heating up. And there's a new viral Creed video that I'm sure you've been tagged in a million times.
The one in the canyon or whatever?
In the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I've been tagged in quite a few times. I think all three of us have.
Yes.
I get DMs with it. I get the tags with it, all that stuff. Hey, were you at the Grand Canyon? Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. There's a few different, I think, perspectives from that video as well. But we have to start lining up details. We got to get serious now about making sure that we get the band involved with singing 5:30 Creed, which would be the pinnacle to 5:30 Creed.
And the end of 5:30 Creed.
We got to figure out what the next song is after he sings it.
Yes.
So, but
if we're going to keep that bit going.
Well, we got to keep the bit going.
We can bully another band into
it. It's like the bit people talk to us about. It's not even our thing. It's a different person's song. All right. 215-592-9494. Always have there we go. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey Spike. Hey Ike. Zach.
What up, Tasty Cake?
What a great day. Just beautiful out. Phillies are 3-1. Spike, I don't really care if they get rid of the tush push or not. Nick will think of something else. Doesn't concern me.
Let me ask you.
But I think it's
just real quick, I'll let you finish your point. Just a quick question to that. Doesn't it bother you a little bit that the team cares so much? Like the Nick Sirianni really wants to keep it. Howie Roseman really wants to keep it. Jeffrey Lurie really wants to keep it. Doesn't that signal anything to you about how important it is to them?
I think it's an extremely important play.
Okay.
I think the Eagles will pivot and find something else. But what I am really enjoying about it, Spike, is that the entire NFL cares about what the Philadelphia Eagles think now.
Of course, yeah.
That's like I was talking earlier to a friend of mine today, and we were saying when we were young guys, this is even before you, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember the for who for what game?
Yes, of course.
Oh yeah.
Spike, that game wasn't on TV. That was blacked out.
I try to remind people about the blackout stuff happened. You know, we were always sort of like wondering at the end of a week, oh, is a TV station going to buy the tickets or whatever so we could see the Eagles game because they didn't sell out.
Mm-hmm. And now the Philadelphia Eagles are the center of the NFL universe. You could be pretty chesty to be an Eagles fan, right, Ike?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Every Eagles fan running around town chesty right now.
And I love what that. Well, I wanted to ask Jack a question. Jack, what do you think about, I mean, Sosa, what I'm looking for is a right-handed bat
mm-hmm.
to take off. Sosa's tearing the cover off the ball. Do you think he could bat fifth?
No, I think we got to keep Sosa where he is. I mean, maybe they tried him in the outfield in spring training. Maybe they want to give that a shot. But I think he's just a really super valuable utility player.
Yeah, I think when we saw more of him last year, his productivity went down. I think he's one of those guys that...
That's what happens.
Yeah, where he is. The thing, just to go back to the Tush Push real quick, Tasty Cake, and your point, we're not cheating, so it's different. But it does remind me of the Belichick thing when they were winning too much and the league... Yep. You know, the other teams started becoming focused on what they were doing. Now, they were doing things outside of the rules, but it does remind me, we certainly haven't put together a resume like, you know, Belichick and Brady did, but it does remind me a little bit of how everyone was sort of focused on stopping them the same way that they're focused on stopping us.
Spike, imagine how crazy it's going to be 2 years from now when Jalen wins two more. I mean...
Yeah, 2 years from now when Jalen wins two more?
Yeah.
Yep.
The Eagles win two more or Jalen wins two more?
The Eagles win
two. Oh, okay, all right.
The Eagles win two. Yeah. Well, with Jalen being, you know, Spike, they do that to every quarterback. They don't say, how many times do you hear Brady's got seven Super Bowls? They don't say the Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got Super Bowls. They say Brady's got them, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Brady did switch teams and then go win another Super Bowl. So,
well, the Eagles aren't going to be silly enough to let Jalen Hurts go.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a big year for me next year, because what an honor it would be to even be mentioned as an insider of the year. And next year, Spike, if Jalen can win the Super Bowl and win the MVP, last August, you kind of teased me about this, Spike, so I hope you remember that.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
you can't win the MVP throwing the ball 15 times a game, so we'll see what happens.
So
big
we'll
prove it year, friend.
But I did say last August that when you got it was the show where you guys said you were going to do, I was happy to hear that you guys were going to do 10 more years.
Yep.
That was your goal to do that. And I called you and said at the end of that 10 years that Jalen Hurts would have more championships and more MVPs than any athlete in the history of Philadelphia sports.
So what is the most number of championships that someone has in the history of Philadelphia sports currently, though?
Two,
right, yeah, okay.
Bobby Clark, right?
Yeah,
next year,
Bobby Clark and BG.
Right, yes, BG.
Well, yeah, but Spike,
and Rick Lovato.
Ike, BG is never going to win an MVP.
Oh, that's true.
Well, neither is Jalen.
Right? It's a combination of both, because Schmidt, if Jalen wins the MVP next year, Schmidt would still have more MVPs than him.
Yep.
However, he wouldn't have as many championships.
Real quick, in the 80 year, was there a point at which Dallas Green met with Mike Schmidt and said, we're going to have somebody else take your at-bats for you for the rest of the year? Yeah.
No, they did move him. They did try to move Schmidt to shortstop for a while. They didn't really like him at third. You remember that, right?
But
that's different.
And they
it's
did
a little
move
different.
Schmidt down in the order to sixth for a while. You know,
it's a little different.
They did do several things to Schmidt, the greatest third baseman of all time. So everybody,
we'll see.
You know,
big prove it year for Jalen.
We now will see.
Yeah,
but he's got. I went to IKEA and bought the bookcase, and right on that top shelf is a Lombardi and a Super Bowl MVP the first year. It's right on the top shelf.
First year of your bookshelf, not the first year.
Year of my prediction.
Okay.
Oh, man.
The first year of my prediction.
Inside of the year, Tasty Cake Dom.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm writing it down. I'm putting you on there. Yeah.
I mean, look, there's certainly more guys more qualified than me, of course.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to a guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, Ike,
if you
make a statement like that, and then he wins two Super Bowls right in a row after I say it,
that's
something, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And it's a lock that he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And Saquon will be forgotten forever for what he did in 2024. So.
Well, Of course.
Which is another reason why if he broke that record, he wouldn't be forgotten.
Oh, there it is, 538. It's been like 2 weeks, actually, since you brought that up. All right, Tasty King. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Love you guys.
All right,
man.
All right, Tasty King. I'll throw that in there.
Yeah, there it is. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Ultimately, with the loss of the tush push, be a big deal for the Eagles offense, ends at 69.3% saying no. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing today?
Just on.
What's up, feller?
What's up, brother?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. It's been a long 2 days, man, working 12-hour shifts. It's getting rough.
Uh-oh. Fritz doesn't even want to work an hour yesterday. Meanwhile, you're working 12 hours.
I wanted to do it from home.
Yeah.
Y'all's keeping me company, though, boys. Y'all make it go by a lot easier from 2 to 5:30, I promise.
Love to hear it.
But
what about after 5:30?
After 5:30, I go home. After I get off on yuns, I take a shower and I eat some supper, and I'm done for the night, boys.
But, there you go.
Anyway, man, y'all are missing. I've not heard this brought up, and if I ain't, I apologize. Y'all are missing some prime comedy here when Fritz beats the camera's eyes shut in this competition by not having Herb be like a referee in some of these events or umpire or something like that.
Yeah, he can be
when
the umpire for the baseball competition. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Let
yeah.
Herb be
baseball,
referee,
he'd be perfect.
One-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can have Herb umping.
We might get a big name for one-on-one.
Yeah, we threw a name out there, and it seemed like it could happen, actually.
Well, I missed that, but yeah. I'm telling you what, man. If Herb drives like his calls, he's blowing every stop sign, red light, turn signal. He is eastbound and down with the hammer down, boys. I'm telling you right now. Spike was just bringing stuff up, and he's like, we're going to run it left. We're going to run the blast. We got the power.
Well, here's,
I was cracking up.
Here's what I want to see, Justin. If it's a sweltering summer day, Herb, in full umpire uniform, is going to be sweating like the oldies, you know, like sweating to the oldies there. I mean, he's going to be, we're going to keep him. Got to keep
like
him hydrated.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. He's going to be sweating like a whore in church on Sunday.
There you go. I knew you'd knock that one down. Yep.
Well, I got one, but it ain't PG-13. It's more R-rated.
Well, that was close right there.
Yeah. You're already one for one. Imagine the Herb Swamp ass.
Oh.
That's
wow.
You guys, probably. Because y'all know how hot it gets down yonder. Lord God. But I wonder if Herb's got a kicky crack shut play, too. And with this push-tush thing, if they do ban it, what I want to see the Eagles do, I don't know if y'all seen it or not, there's this kid out of Florida. He's like 475 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him draft this kid in the sixth or seventh round or something like that and let him be the dadgum fullback. And
uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
He's getting college football music.
Well, wow. No, I'm just saying, like, let this kid blast into the dadgum line like a fullback. See how many injuries come from that if injuries is their way of trying to get rid of the tush-tush.
Well, they're lying,
bringing back
Justin.
The fridge?
Yeah, about like the fridge. But, yeah, it's like they're lying, dude.
They're lying. They're just lying. They're all lying.
I like the fire that Jeffrey Lurie's given, man. I'm telling you, you could tell he don't like it. You could tell. Boy, I've seen pictures of Nick. Nick was on it last night. He looked like he got tore up from the floor up. He looked like he was hammered this morning.
Yeah, he was tired. Nick had, I can't believe I had to get up this early face.
Well, he was at the party last night.
Yep.
I mean, 7:45 making the coaches talk is a little early.
Yeah.
A little early.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to discourage you from hanging out all night.
Well, it didn't discourage Coach Sirianni. He was up all night.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So y'all think it was Miller Lights for Phil's wins?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Elliot always talks about how swanky that party is down
there. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he said it's a big deal.
The media get to go to that party?
I think so.
Oh.
I wonder if he got any inside access.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard him say earlier Serena Williams was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The NFL owner's party?
Yeah. And Guy Fieri.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that makes some sense.
Yeah, yeah.
He seems like a Florida guy.
Yes.
And with the bird crapping on him, we all know what that take is. I can't say it, but we know what that take is, him wanting to let players bet on themselves.
Yes.
We know what to call that take. I just won't say it.
Yeah.
And for daytime show, I know he already said it, but I got to go with my man Corey. Victor Newman is the greatest pimp of all time of TV. I mean, that dude has had every woman that ever come through on Young and the Restless, man. When I was a kid, I had to stay with my mama in the summertime, and she, buddy, you didn't talk during Young and the Restless, or what she called her stories. She didn't call them soaps. Her and her sister called them stories.
Stories, yes. They would say stories. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. And after it'd go off, man, she'd call her sister, and they'd start gossiping.
Oh, man, they're going to gossip about it. Ain't no doubt about it. They're going to gossip about it.
It was hotter than a firecracker, boys. I mean, they'd get pissed, Victor. It was hilarious. But, yeah, Victor Newman, Young and Restless, that's goated daytime talk show. But anyway, I'm going to get off here. Y'all keep me company all day, every day. The host station does. I love you, boys. I mean,
all right, Justin. All right.
Herb just called back in very upset.
Love you, Justin.
Why was Herb upset?
He wants Justin to shut his fat mouth.
Oh,
no, really?
Those are fighting words.
He really called back?
Yeah.
What?
I don't even think Justin said anything wrong.
Yeah, Herb, he was trying to nominate you to be the judge of the Fritz and the camera.
Yeah, I think it was me and Jack that were maybe a little iffy.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Well, probably was directed at you.
More you, yeah. He doesn't like you at all.
Doesn't. You were the one that said the swamp ass thing, though.
Yeah.
Well, imagine. 90 degrees out there.
Andy from Deptford, you're on WIP.
Andy!
Can't hear you, Andy. Andy from Deptford? Can't hear you.
Wow.
I guess we'll go to Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. Ziggy, you're on WIP.
Dallas sucks.
There you go.
Got him.
And I'm doing great.
Good to hear,
listen,
Ziggy.
Yeah, if they take the play away, think of it like this. Our offensive line and Super Bowl champions will go down in infamy as the greatest offensive line ever because they actually had to take a play away from them. They were so dominant.
They'll be like the wilt of offensive lines.
Yeah, and if they do take it away, we'll come up with something else, and we're going to slam them even harder. They're going to be sorry they poked the bear. They're going to be sorry.
Everyone keeps saying they're going to come up with something else.
What else are they going to
put a trampoline in the backfield? Yeah. What are they going to do?
Maybe throw a deep ball.
Yeah.
Even more brute force. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
All
right.
All. Man whooping man.
Maybe some more daggers.
All right, Spike, listen. I saw Jimi Hendrix play live.
Whoa.
Wow.
The Dick Cavett Show.
Oh, wow. Dick Cavett Show. That is OG. Dick Cavett Show was daytime?
I was a youngster. Yeah, like 3 o'clock, something like that. Him and Merv, they were kind of like next to each other. You know, Merv was more for the older people. Dick Cavett was a little bit more hip.
Yeah, well, you had Jimi Hendrix on the show. That's a good one, Ziggy. Yeah. No one brought up Phil Donahue, who was one of the other GOATs, one of the other early GOATs.
That's not Dr. Yeah. Phil?
No, mm-hmm. Phil Donahue. I would say that Phil Donahue was the sort of the OG of the Jerry Springer-style controversial show.
Mm-hmm.
And Donahue always had this sort of like perplexed, really concentrated look when he was listening to the lunatics. Jose in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Jose?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How you guys doing today?
Jose, what's up, brother?
I'm doing great. We're doing great. Life is awesome.
I got a brother named Jose.
Yeah.
My youngest brother.
Very common name.
Yeah.
My name is actually Jose Reyes, and I always got the question asked, are you related to Jose Reyes for the Mets? And I would say, yes, he's my cousin. His dad and my dad were brothers. You know, if I, you know, we're not related. I think he's Dominican and I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah. So it was fun. It was fun to say that.
And my little brother's black.
Yeah.
Now, Jose is of all different races.
Yeah.
Yeah, all different nationalities.
Same either.
How they spell
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
My brother's Jose is spelled H-O-S-E-A.
Oh, really?
Biblical.
Oh, is that a Bible
thing?
It's
a biblical name, yeah.
Ah.
Jose.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm calling. If they take the push away, they take it away. I hope they don't. I like it. It's very exciting. And you know how people say that they can't stop it, but they have stopped it. In fact, when was the year when we broke down 2 years ago in 23, I think it was, the first round against Tampa Bay?
Yep.
They stopped it twice.
Well, I mean, even this year, was it the Jacksonville game where it wasn't successful at all, I don't think. We ran it a bunch of times. It didn't work in the Jacksonville game. Yeah, it's not as successful now as it was a couple years ago. I wonder if any of that is Kelsey or if it is just that teams are more prepared to face it, maybe a little of both.
I believe teams are preparing more. They're studying film. They're looking. They're seeing that you have to get real low. And that's what Tampa Bay did. They got real low, and they stopped us from scoring the two-point conversion. Remember when...
And they got Vita Vea in there. He weighs like
big
400
fella.
Pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, forget about us getting a big fullback, a big running back. How about they get bigger defensive tackles?
Lineman, yeah.
Yeah, or just learn how to tackle lower, you know, how to stop.
Grow up. Stop lying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jose, all-time favorite daytime TV show?
Oh, man. I will have to say, from when I was a kid, I was excited when it came on, the old Tarzan show.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Tarzan.
Yeah, I remember Tarzan. Yeah.
Late 70s, early 80s, yeah. I think Tarzan was.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at X10 and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Nothing says, I do 250 push-ups a day, like getting injured on the first day of moving while moving a toaster. Mike in Havertown.
I wasn't moving a toaster.
Sounds like it.
116 pounds is heavy to pick up from the floor.
It's just water.
Water's heavy, man.
Yeah, I would love for you to see. I'd love you to have you try to move it. And as I said, I moved it about 2 feet. It is still in the basement full of water. It's nice. Going to be there for 10 more years. I don't have to pay somebody to...
It's the new house or the old house?
The new house.
Okay.
Yeah. What's next?
I've never been so jealous of a bird. The Delaware Valley listening to Elliot get pooped on by a bird.
That is a good one. That's a good... Man, I wish we had that on video.
Oh, the YouTube numbers?
You kidding me?
The YouTube
of him realizing that a bird pooped on him?
Oh, my God. Oh, what a miss that was. We got to find a way to get, when he's on location like that, get video all the time. After
Zoom?
The KOC thing.
Yeah, but I think because he was there. And
we got to find a way.
All right.
Yeah. You can do Zoom from your phone.
Sure.
Yeah. Got to find a way. What's next?
Look, I can power a full home, but getting Elliot from pasty to tanned is asking a lot. The sun.
You know he's been out there tanning.
Oh, are you kidding me?
When
we see him, he's going to be in full summer mode.
Oh, man.
Kidding me?
Showing a lot of thigh meat, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Elliot.
What's the thing that the kids do with the drinking on Fridays in the city or Thursdays?
Oh, sips.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, yeah.
Do people still... they don't do that anymore?
I don't think it's a thing anymore. You know Elliot was a constant.
That's what I was going to say.
Him and Embiid.
Yeah, I bet Elliot is a big sips guy.
Still at 30, almost 40.
Yep. Sipping away. What's next?
Are you a diehard fan of the Sixers and Eagles? Do you want to get insider information before everyone else? Join Devin Caney and Elliot Shore Parks for the new Odyssey podcast, Scoops and Poops. Frank and Ardmore.
Scoops and Poops.
Oh, man.
Scoops and Poops.
See, the poop jokes are not going away.
No, I hope Elliot knows that, like, this is forever.
That's what I said. As soon as he told us, in my head, I was like, oh, God, why would he tell us that?
The first Elliot Shore Parks t-shirt is going to have bird poop on it.
Bird poop on it, yeah.
What's next?
Oh, wow. Embiid is suiting up tonight to face the Knicks. Jack, still believing everything he reads on Twitter on April Fool's Day.
I got duped by Tiger. I don't appreciate Tiger doing that.
Yeah, I can't believe you got duped by that.
Yeah, it's a lot of nonsense on here.
Yeah, April 1st.
Well, listen.
Healed from an Achilles in 2 weeks.
T.O. played the Super Bowl on a broken leg.
Yeah. What's next?
I assume I'm the early front runner for next year's Eagles Insider of the Year? The bird that defecated on Elliot.
By the way, and we've mentioned this before, how about how chesty Big Dom has gotten? Sweet, sweet little Big Dom now, just with the constant bragging and trying to rub my face and stuff.
No, woe is me, Dom, is what I'm going to start calling
him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's feeling good now.
Yeah.
He was in a vulnerable state there for a while.
Yep.
Hospital and everything.
Yep.
You know?
If there's anybody that's going to make me cheer against Jalen, it's Big Dom.
Big Dom. Tasty Cake Dom.
Not Big Dom.
Yeah, when you said Big Dom the first time, I was like, did Big Dom get chesty?
Did I say Big Dom the first time? Yeah. Oh, Tasty Cake Dom.
Well, he is chesty.
Yeah, Big Dom's always chesty. Yeah. Big Dom, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Tasty Cake Dom. One last thing.
What was me, Dom?
One last thing. How do we feel? They've been following it as it pops up every time that it happens. I don't want Ovechkin to break Gretzky's record. Ovechkin's a great player. I don't like Ovechkin breaking his record. It feels like he just hung around long enough to break Gretzky's record.
Was he five away?
Five goals away. Yeah.
I hope he does.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, he's not Gretzky, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and he's a great player. Yeah, Ovechkin is a great player.
Yeah, and some of these things I like seeing happen, so at least when Gretzky set these records, hockey wasn't as big. It wasn't as prominent on television. So I only got to see Gretzky really through highlights the majority of time.
Right.
Right? Through the majority of my...
And much different players.
Yeah.
Much different players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually still shocked because I thought Gretzky had records that would never be broken.
Well, Gretzky was...
It's like breaking a Wilt Chamberlain record.
Gretzky was like, he was a great goal scorer, but he was even better at setting other people up.
Right.
You know, Gretzky more... Ovechkin more of a sniper than Gretzky was. But yeah, you talked me into it. I guess
Gretzky still has the points record. The points record. Right?
Yeah. They said for years you could take away all of Gretzky's goals and he would still have the points record just on assists. I don't know if that is still the case, but that was the case for a long time.
And what if you saw his career on like Wilt?
Yes.
Yeah, at least we did. There's footage of it, yes.
Yeah, so you can be sure it happened.
Yeah. There seems to be a lot of other footage coming out recently. Still waiting for the 100-point game.
Yep, still waiting for it. Somebody must have had a phone in that crowd. Somebody must have had an iPhone, right?
Exactly.
What's coming up on Fritz at 6 if you're actually doing it?
I am doing it, yeah. Mm. I'm just going to plug the book for a whole hour, basically. No, we're talking fills. We'll mix it some tush push. It'll be a fun hour.
Okay. Wow, it sounds like you have it really planned out.
Well, I want to talk about the Phillies. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, you know that's what he wants to talk about.
Yeah, and no game today. Man, all these off days.
It's stupid.
Yeah, come on. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.